24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeart Radio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and they've been translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success of all kinds, come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle: seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help you develop the awareness and the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract those things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd also like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one program on the Bashani Network, with over 2 million listeners. Folks, with listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So keep up the good work. Keep on listening and sharing and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. And I'd like to share some of your comments on the air. Everyone who sends a comment or question will receive a free audio download of the 4 Principles of Wealth Building. First, our quote for today. This is a paraphrase of a quote by Ray Goforth. It goes like this. There are 2 types of people who will tell you you cannot make it in your own business: those who are afraid to try and those who are afraid you will succeed. Our topic for today is a very interesting topic, and it's called, Should You Be in Your Own Business? A very interesting topic for many reasons. One, I don't think that we really like to consider being in our own business. We can be on a job and the job seems to be doing okay, and as long as it's not very, very, very unpleasant, we may continue with it. But I think there comes a time on a job when it becomes very, very unpleasant, when you feel like it's just not happening for you. When that happens, your life changes. When we start thinking about the idea of, let's just say, solving the riddle of survival. So when we say solving the riddle of survival, think about this. Much of this comes from chapter 8 in our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And chapter 8 basically says that you exchange your time, your money for things, for time, for possessions. And as you move along your success journey, you become very aware of how much time and energy is required to just earning enough money to fulfill the needs of you and your family. And it's almost as though you get caught in a windstorm and you can't help yourself. And so this challenge to your financial survival is really a test of your skill, your determination, and really of your self-discipline. Because many times to maintain a budget, to control your finances, requires self-discipline. If you do not meet this challenge, this financial challenge, not only if you do not meet it, but if you do not master it, then you put a severe limitation on your ability to achieve your goals, whatever they may be. You put a severe hamper on your ability to realize your purpose. And so as long as you're living paycheck to paycheck, as long as you're dependent on someone or something else for financial assistance, you will find it very difficult to grow. You will find it very difficult to achieve, to live the life of your dreams. And so to solve this riddle of survival really means that you have to figure out a way to achieve a level of financial independence in which the fruits of your labors, whatever you exchange your time for, is sufficient to take care of you and your family at a level that is comfortable basically indefinitely without any further effort on your part. That's a big job, folks. How do you move your life to that point where the income from your efforts takes care of you at the lifestyle that you like? I want to frame this in a thought that there are really only three ways to achieve financial independence. You can, number one, you can have a job. Now, there are people who have jobs and who over a period of time are able to accumulate enough wealth that they can then have that financial independence, that they solve the riddle of survival over time. I mean, you've heard many stories. The lady in Texas who never made more than $200 a week, saved and over her lifetime was able to provide a $150,000 scholarship to young ladies to go to college because she never had the opportunity to go to college. So a job can do it over time. Inheritance. If you have an inheritance and that inheritance is sufficient to take care of you, you're free. You know, you think of, we call them like the Kennedys, the Rockefellers, people whose ancestors created enough wealth that they had taken care of the third and fourth and fifth generations. And let me tell you something, if you're blessed like that, boy, listen, just go for it. I mean, you have achieved something, a freedom that very few people ever achieve. And then number three is you have to be in business for yourself. You have to own a business. And so the idea, if that is the key, if your job is not doing it, if you didn't inherit any money, then owning a business is the key to your success, the key to your happiness. So let's look at this. Number one, are you happy doing what you're doing? Should you be in business for yourself? Are you happy doing what you're doing? Believe me, there are some people that have the job of their dreams and they're happy doing whatever they're doing. And I say, bless you. If you're one of those very, very fortunate people that are working on a job that fulfills all of your desires, then bless you. But let me tell you something, folks. If you're not excited about going to work every day, trust your feelings. It is said that more people have a heart attack around 10 a.m. on a Monday morning than have heart attack as a result of overwork. In other words, there are many people who dread going to work so badly that they literally have a heart attack. And so if you're not happy doing what you're doing, if you don't feel fulfilled that whatever it is that you're doing, if you don't feel fulfilled that it's working for you, that it's giving you that satisfaction, if you don't feel that you have more to give, many times you'll be on a job and, you know, they look at you and say, well, you know, I feel like I have so much. There's so much more to me than I'm able to share in this job. Well, that's a clue that you may want to go in business for yourself. Maybe you resent the repetition and the routine of a job. Very often a job can be like a prison. You know, the structure, the rules, the way it operates can make you feel like you're in prison. And so if you really resent that routine, you resent having to be there at a certain time and hearing the bell ring and all the structure that goes around a job, that's a clue. You may want to go in business for yourself. Number three, if you're not being paid what you're worth. If you're not being paid what you're worth, you know what that means. That means you have more months at the end of the money. That means that you're on a treadmill and you're always going backwards, that no matter how much effort you put forth, you're still going deeper and deeper in the hole. Remember this, you know, that there are four reasons you work. You work to get paid for the money. You work to get experience. You work to make contacts. And you work to create satisfaction. And so if these things are not happening, If the experience, you're not getting any more experience, you're not meeting any new people, you're not happy, and then you're not being paid properly, that's a clue that you want to get out of there, that you need to consider going into business for yourself. The question is, if you're not happy, if you resent the structure, if you're not being paid what you're worth, why are you there? Why are you continuing in a position that you're not happy, that doesn't honor you, that imprisons you, and that doesn't pay you enough to stay around? And I think what happens is that many of us are afraid. We're afraid to step out and do something different. We're afraid, we hear about maybe we should get a business, maybe we'll go into a network marketing program, all of these different things, but we're afraid because we are afraid we might fail. Sometimes we stay stuck in that job because we're afraid of criticism, we're afraid of what other people might say. I'll tell you this, anyone who is not paying the bills, anyone who is not pitching in their hand and doing what must be done, I don't think you want to listen to them. And anyone who has not accomplished what you want to accomplish, you may not want to listen to them. Don't take investment advice from somebody who has never made any money. There comes a point that you have to say, well, what does it take to make you want to move out, to make you go in business for yourself? And for many of us, it takes pain. It takes the pain of not being able to do the things we want to do for ourselves and with our families. It takes the pain of never having enough of anything. It takes the pain of having to look your kids in the face and say, well, you can't go to that school. You can't go to this school because we don't have the money. You can't go with your friends on this trip because we don't have the money. Once that pain is hard enough, is strong enough, then you'll do something. There's a beautiful quote that I'd like to share with you, and it comes from Confucius. And Confucius said, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. So if you don't have something that you love doing that's not giving you the things that you know you need, then you have to make a change. And that pain of not getting what you need, not having what you want, has got to be strong enough to make you move. They tell a story of a dog sitting on the porch, and then the spot where the dog was sitting, there's a nail. And the dog was just whimpering, just making that whimpering noise. And a passerby said, "Well, what's wrong with the dog?" He said, "Well, the dog's sitting on a nail." He said, "Well, why doesn't he get off the nail?" And the fellow says, "Well, he will when it hurts badly enough." And so for us who are looking at our lives, considering what are the next steps, then when whatever we're doing hurts badly enough, is disappointing enough, it will make us change. It will make us switch up. It will make us do something differently. So, wow, that's a heavy context, isn't it? Man, it really makes you think about stuff. But each and every one of us knows here that finance is key. Satisfaction is key. Fulfillment is key. And when you give up on those things, you've really, in a sense, given up on life. And also know that we're basing a lot of what we're doing today on our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, the Superachiever Edition. And if you don't have yours yet, go to www.12ULS.com. And we have a real special going in to get a 2-for-1 deal.
Wow. This sounds like a perfect place for a break. Let us take our pause for the cause break, and we'll be right back after some important messages. Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get 2 free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available.
So now let's continue. What do you have to do to really look at being in business for yourself? Well, number one, you really have to be honest with yourself. And when I say be honest with yourself, you have to stop blaming other people for your situation. You have to stop making excuses. You know, you can be in a job, a dead-end job, a job that you hate, and you know you hate it, and everybody can see that you hate it, and yet you are pretending that it's somebody else's fault that you're there. Oh, if I had a college degree, I could change my life. Or if I wasn't white, black, tall, slim, fat, whatever, I could do better. So stop blaming others. Stop making excuses. And stop denying the situation that you're in. You know, as I said before, the 4 reasons that you work are to earn enough money, to get experience, to make contacts, and for satisfaction. And so this part of being honest with yourself means that you really have to think about this. You know, once we get into the family module, when we have family and we have kids, when we look at those 4 reasons to work, money starts to really rise to the top. When you have mouths to feed and people to take care of, then satisfaction may not be that important. when you have mouths to feed and people to take care of, the contacts that you can make on that job may not be that important. So sometimes we can get to the point where the money is so critical to our existence that we become imprisoned by the money. And it's important that we see that now, because there's a new dynamic happening now. There was a time when you could reasonably expect that if you did at least the minimum on a job, that you could have a job for the rest of your life and hopefully have a pension to go along with it. But the new dynamic is that if you have a job, you're really working on somebody else's dream. And when you're working on somebody else's dream, they're only going to pay you enough to keep you from quitting. Let me say that again. When you're working on a job, you're working on somebody else's dream. And when you're working on somebody else's dream, they are only going to pay you enough to keep you from quitting. But the interesting thing about that dynamic is, for some reason, you don't work hard enough. You don't stretch anymore. So you only work hard enough to keep from being fired. So it becomes a non-fulfilling situation. You don't get a raise and you don't give anything to get a raise. So this new paradigm that exists right now, the business world is really so impersonal that you get the sense that the corporations don't care about you. I mean, that's a fact. That the profit is the main driving force for everything now. There was a time, and I remember when years ago we were working and Sandra was in politics and the mayor's secretary had a baby. His wife had a baby, and the mayor said, "Oh, you know, we need to give him a $5,000 raise because his family is growing. He's having a new baby." Well, let me tell you something. In today's world, the corporations, the companies don't respond to you like that. If you're having a baby, that's on you. That's just another mouth to feed on what they're willing to pay you. And so as a result, this new paradigm says that there's no compassion. If it's to be, it's up to you. So to change your condition, to go for it, to create the lifestyle that you want, you have to now, step two, after being honest with yourself, is now you have to take responsibility. In other words, if it's to be, it's up to me. That's that affirmation that you can say it over and over. If it's to be, it's up to me. If that's the case, then the question you have to say, well, what do I have to do to be happy? What do I have to do to create the freedom I want, to have time to spend with my family and to go where I wanted to go? What do I have to do to get paid right, to get paid what I'm worth? And so let's look at this. I call it the seven steps to determining, really, should you be in business and how to get started. Number one, to really assess your strengths and your weaknesses. Being an entrepreneur requires certain skills. You got to be a self-starter. You got to be able to move without the ball. You have to have certain discipline. So that number one, to assess your strengths and your weaknesses. Once you do that, you can really, it gives you an idea where to go next. Number two, assess your skills. If you're in business, if you're going to go in business for yourself, what skills do you bring to the business? You see, when you work for somebody else, all you have to do is bring the skills that they are, that they desire, the skills that are important to them. But when you go in business for yourself, you have to bring the skills necessary for success in that particular business. And so look at your skills. What skills do you have? What skills do you need to develop? Number three, to really look at your finances. Many times people go in business with the idea that they're going to make money next week. Before you jump off to become an entrepreneur, make sure that you have enough money to take care of you and your family for at least a year. Because there are very few businesses that are profitable in a year. Trust me. I was working once for Time Magazine years ago, and I think when they were setting up People Magazine, the investors set aside enough money to fund the operation for 4 years to give it enough time to turn a profit. And we'll go in business as an entrepreneur, we got to make money by the end of the month. Doesn't happen. to look at your finances for real, for serious. Because without enough money, without a steady income, you and your family can suffer some serious setbacks. Number four, to be sure to get your family on board. That's critical because success is a team sport. And at this point, when you have a spouse, when you have kids, when you have family obligations, that money is very, very important. And so you really have to have your family on board because being an entrepreneur requires all kinds of sacrifices, not just money, not just security, but time. And time is critical, especially to your children. To our children, love is spelled T-I-M-E. Number five, you have to become a learner. The moment you decide to become an entrepreneur, you have to set your ego aside from the I go to the we go, to the I need to know. And so to become a learner, to be committed to learn what you have to learn to become successful in the business of your choice. Number six, you need to form a team. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, we got to go out and meet every week, but a team of people who know more than you know. A team of people who've been where you want to go. People who you can use the mastermind principle. When you put two or more minds together on one accord, a third mind is created that can help you get where you need to go, help you become successful. And then finally, number seven, to master the four selves. What are the four selves? Number one, self number one, to be self-responsible. If you're going to be in business for yourself, you have to take total responsibility for your success. There's nobody to blame. There's no excuses. Only success. The second self, you've got to be self-motivated. You see, when you have a job, somebody tells you when to get up, when to go to bed, when to come in, And, you know, when people control your lives like that, with that type of structure, you notice you have to organize the 24 hours a day that you are given to live around the 8 hours a day that you must work. So you've got to get your rest. You've got to get there early. And so that job begins to dominate your entire lifestyle. So you have to now be self-motivated. You have to ring your own bell. You have to call your own shops. You have to force yourself to do what must be done on a daily basis. Number three, you must be self-determined. See, the beauty of a job is you only have to work hard enough to not be fired. So you can operate on a very mediocre level. And as a result, you can stay there indefinitely. But when you're in business for yourself, you can't operate like that. When you're in business for yourself, you have to have the will to win, because if you don't win, you don't eat. You know, being in business for yourself is a lot like being a hunter. When you go out to bring back food for your family, you don't come back empty-handed. And so the same thing in business. You have to be determined to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And finally, number four, you have to be self-functional, and that ties in with the learning. To be self-functional, to learn, practice, and master the skills for success in your chosen business. Many of us are in network marketing. And for those listeners today, if you want to be in your own business, network marketing is a great way to do it. There are franchises, there are all kinds of businesses that you can get into. But the point is that you have to learn the skill set necessary to be successful in that particular endeavor. You have to be self-functional, because if you don't, you won't make any money. When we look at should you be in business for yourself, let's summarize now. Really and truly, it's up to you. Should you be in business for yourself, you have to look at your why. In other words, are you happy? Do you happy with the structure you're in? Then you need to go on and make a change. Then you have to really be honest with yourself about your condition. You have to take responsibility to change it. You have to look at these seven steps to assess your strength, to look at what you bring to the equation, your strengths and your weaknesses, to look at your skills and the skills that you need to be successful, to look at your finances, that you have enough money to go through a certain period where you are not making any money to give your business a chance to grow and develop, that you get your family on board. Because business is a team sport and your family has to be right in there with you because of the sacrifices of money and time and effort. You become a learner. Are you willing to learn whatever you need to learn to master your business? Can you form a team? Can you get together with other people? Put your ego aside so that you can learn from them what you need to know to go where you need to go. And number seven, will you master those four selves? Of being self-responsible, being self-motivated, being self-determined to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes, and finally to be self-functional, to learn, practice, and master the skills for success in your particular endeavor. And so, my friends, this is Dr. Herbert Harris thanking you for sharing Millionaire Mentorship call number 300. And to celebrate this, we have a special 2-for-1 offer of our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And I know that many of you are planning now for graduation and for people that are graduating from high school, from college. And let me tell you, there's no better gift than to give them a copy of The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And so we have a special 2-for-1 program. You go to our website, www.12ULS.com. That's the number 12ULS.com. And when you buy a book there, we'll send you another one and it can be autographed and you can give it as the perfect gift to someone you care about. So this is Dr. Herbert Harris saying, should you be in business for yourself? Absolutely. You must solve the riddle of survival so that you make money your powerful servant and not have money be an awful master. When you can rule money, when you create your life and the vision and the lifestyle that you want by taking responsibility and making it happen, folks, truly the best is yet to come.
Remember, we are where we are because of the choices, decisions, and actions we take. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, who inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, host of the Millionaire Mentorship Show. See you next week, same time, same station.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. Vashaniradio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.